This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
The other thing, talking about Gutekunst, I was very surprised by this. And maybe it's not used against them. I'd use it if I was an agent. But he has been, and LaFleur both, have been open about their love affair with Aaron Jones at running back. Open and honest. To the point like, dude, you're a GM. You have to negotiate this deal or Russ Ball, whatever. But you keep saying all this. He's our heartbeat, our heart and soul, or all this stuff you've been saying about him. When asked about if he's coming back, if I'm his agent, I was like, okay, sounds good. I'm going to use all of these here. I'm going to put these all in front of you. You said all of this. I think we need, you know, to get paid A, B, and C here to have your guy Aaron Jones back. I agree that they have to have him back next year, so I'm there. But I just wonder how much it's going to end up costing them based on how they're saying. Because, again, had he not said that, you could just argue, dude's not healthy. Like, he can't stay healthy. Sorry, we're not going to be able to give him what you want. But then when you come out and say, look, we're so much better when he is there, does it work against them a lot, or does it not matter?
A little, probably. You know, they're trying to walk that line between, I mean, he is such a good player, and they want to make him, you know, say it publicly so he knows it, because obviously it's partly directed towards him and his teammates. He's such a respected guy in the locker room. The one thing is, when it comes down to the actual negotiating, you know, Russ Ball, I mean, this is a 29-year-old guy, going to be 30 sometime during next season. He's missed a lot of games. He missed a lot of games this year. He even felt his hamstring go on that last run, that long run against San Francisco. So he is, you know, there's a degree of the injury waiting to happen. We all know how fast running backs age. By 27, they're old, you know, and this guy's 29, you know, 30 around the corner. So Russ Ball will still be able to say in their negotiations, you know, because he's going to make $12 million this year, $11 million base salary plus some bonuses. You know, look, we'll pay you $8.5 million, you know, $9 million, whatever. I don't know what the number is. And if they said, well, you said this and this and this about him, they still could come around and say, you know, if you don't take it, he's on the open market. Nobody else is going to pay it. They're not going to pay as good as he is, they're not paying a 29-year-old running back that kind of money. It's probably more here than you'll get anywhere. And that'll probably be enough to get the deal done.
You know, that's the one thing, because if they don't have Aaron Jones, if the agent goes, to hell with this, I'm out of here. You don't like us? We're going to go somewhere else. Good luck with your offense without my guy. That's why I think they're in a situation. They have to take one or two running backs maybe in this draft and see if you can find another guy, because I don't know if A.J. Dillon is back. I can't imagine he is, right? So if A.J. Dillon is gone, you have Wilson, you have Jones, Patrick Taylor, I'm done with him. We can move on from him. So they got to go get a running back or two, and I personally don't want a bruising running back. I'm done with the A.J. Dillon type. Give me guys that can hit the home run. Give me a guy that's a third down type scat back, can return punts, and has blazing speed and can catch the football. I'd rather have that than the bruising version of that. Pete Doherty has been holding up three fingers to me on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page that I've been talking. Do you think they should take three running backs?
I do. They got 11 picks. You know, they did it the year they got Jones. That was three running backs. And he was the middle pick. They picked Williams in the fourth round.
Oh, yeah.
They picked Jones in the fifth. And I'm blanking on the seventh rounder. But they picked three of them. And Jones ended up being outstanding. Williams was okay, and the other guy ended up getting cut. You can't count on hitting on picks. I mean, you miss more than you hit. So I'm picking three, hoping at least one hits pretty good, and really hoping, you know, one hits really good and one hits at least, you know, pretty decent. So you got two guys right there. The attrition rate at that position is so high. Jones, you know, he historically has been a 60% snap player. You know, they've been doing that to keep him healthy, fresh for, you know, in game and healthy at the end of the season. He's at his age and everything now, he's got to be less than a 50% player, you know, 40, I don't know, somewhere in there. So they're going to have to be able to play. This is probably it for him. So they'll have to replace him next year. So yeah, I'm picking three of them.
Let's talk about Jordan Love, because that came up in the Brian Gutekunst press conference as well. As far as, you know, we got to get something done long term, we want to build around him. Okay, what type of money are we talking about for this dude? I can't see them paying him $50 million. I can't. I think it's going to be somewhere in the area of 43 to 45. That's my guess to how this looks. If you look at quarterbacks around the league, where they are, he's going to get more than Daniel Jones, because the Packers have no argument against that because the Giants are idiots. So he's going to get more than 40. So now it's just a matter of how much more than 40 does he get. It's 1 year only. That's all he's got to kind of go off of. Yes, you made the playoffs. You were a game over 500. You had a horrible stretch during the season. Again, you don't want to say this to the guy, but that's kind of everything that goes into this. So I'll say 43 to 45. Where do you see this going?
So I don't know how closely, you know, you do all these different sports, and this is getting into minutia stuff that only if you're just neck deep in the beat. So, you know, like the new money, old money distinction.
No, you explain it to everybody listening. Go ahead.
It's kind of hard, so I hope I don't just butcher it. But he's got a year left on his deal. So he'll sign an extension, and what they'll be doing is it'll be a five-year deal total, but they're only adding 4 years because he's already on the contract for 24, so they'll add 4 years onto that. And 5 years is the longest you can prorate. So it'll be a four-year extension to the year he has left, so it'll be a five-year deal. So the new money, I'm guessing, will average right around $50 million. But the new money distinction, it's semantics. It's an agent game to make them look like they're getting guys more money than they really are. The thing that'll be to look at with this deal is how much he averages over the first 3 years. So over 24, 25, and 26. That'll include a big signing bonus and the salaries for each of those years. My guess is the numbers that you just said are probably about what the first 3 year average will be. Whereas the new money average, which is, it's more just phony. It's there's a real phony element to it. That'll be the reported number. And that'll be the number that shows up when they show the highest paid quarterbacks. But the money that the number that matters will be the first 3 years. And my guess is, you know, that'll be around 130 mil or so, which would be right in, you know, 130, 135, which is right in line with the 43 to million or whatever you thought would be the average.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.